Preparation to the lesson intends.
From
what is Torah and labor in the path of the Creator? When a person goes to study Torah, he should see the goal in front of his eyes, meaning the reason for which he's going to study. Surely in order to gain from the study of the Torah, because without profit one cannot work. Therefore he must know that the goal, meaning the profit that he has to attain from the Torah, is the light in it which reforms him. Let's read it again. When a person goes to study Torah, the goal should always be in front of him, meaning the reason for which he is now going to study. Surely, in order for him to gain from the study of the Torah, because without profits, one cannot work. Therefore, one should know that the goal, meaning the profit that he has to obtain from the Torah, is the light in it which reforms him. Question: how can we use correctly in wholeness on the one hand and in efficiency on the other hand in order to advance towards the next degree?
Can you read it again?
Efficiency on the other hand in order to advance to the next degree.
כיצד משתמשים נכון בשלמות לא מבין את הקשר בין השאלה לקטע שקראנו?
How to use wholeness correctly? I don't understand the connection between that and what we read. Maybe it's exact, but I don't understand the connection. On one hand, we are in wholeness, even though physically not all the ten is here, but basically everyone's here in the heart. On the other hand, everyone has his own small deficiency he brought to in order to bring the friends. Last night, before I fell asleep, I was thinking how long in the lesson we had afternoon I was engaged in praying for our connection in the ten. And you can always add. And now is a special time when we can engage in that and ask only for the connection between us, one for the other. Morning lesson is a most special time we have during the day. On the one hand, a deficiency is every friend of ours who can't come. One friend with his family, one friend is on the way, one friend worked until late yesterday. That's the deficiency. That's the place for prayer. Prayer for the friend, his yearning, desire. And these deficiencies, the prayer for the deficiency of the friend will bring wholeness. Because that prayer shows you the gap. The gap you're in between the desired state when you want to care for the friends and the present state when you see them as the opposite of you and how much criticism you have about them. So in the gap between the two, there is a prayer. Ask the Creator to come and compliment us and bestow upon us
wholeness from being together around this table right now, having a real opportunity to influence this lesson, that it will start and end with connection. And deficiency is what we need to do, that the quality of bestowal will be wholeness, that we're asking to have that quality. It's already something whole because it's not something that exists in us.
Yep. This wholeness is when a whole opportunity is given to us. We're in front of the whole source, this remedy for the correction of the relationship between us, the light. Nazdani said, the gap between what you have and what you want, the way I perceive what we're missing, what we need to correct in the 10, in the world, so to ask for this, the gap.
Yesterday evening and this morning, a lot of friends are preparing the hall downstairs for the unity event. There was a feeling of this great deficiency that, like we prepared the kli, the yearning is there, only the filling is missing. And I hope this evening there will be some connection between our yearning to be one kli and the wholeness that the Creator will bring to this event.
We should receive a feeling of wholeness from the sources and from the friends to get the fuel from that and security. And to always scrutinize, where am I as opposed to that? And to discover the chisaron, the distance I am from the quality of the soul. So that will too be the chisaron, the fuel.
We read a passage about the benefit of the light that reforms, so I'll ask, how do we maximize this benefit in this lesson?
We must connect in order to be a transition, a passageway for the light, the whole world, for the whole world. As we said yesterday, that's what's concealed of us. And we have to contain this state as if it's apparent. And the world is on the verge of falling into an abyss. And it all depends on how much we can connect and be the connection between the world and the Creator. And we have to be in a prayer now.
I also felt that yesterday we laid the foundations for the next step, for the coming week that's coming, that's happening now, and the connection between us and the arvut between us, and the mutual care that begins to be more and more necessary. This is the lack, to feel this being realized in the 10, so as to reach the one wholeness.
And we'll ask the Creator to help.
We come to the lesson each time anew, and we know and trust that everyone's efforts to connect the friends to the light can shift the scales. And just to think that the friends are doing the same thing, you're in the friend's hands, you're being held, and that's the Creator. And let's also think about all the friends in the world, Kli, all the individuals around the world as well. And also tonight we have an opportunity to be on duty together. So it's a whole week of opportunities that's beginning today.
One of the things I heard on Saturday about dissemination and the way if we can be together, concerned about it together, the ideas will come and everything we need will come. So let's become stronger about that. I'll read a short tweet. There's no need for us to correct anything in reality except for the way we perceive it. Since we see the world according to our qualities, we should correct the way we see creation, because creation in itself, the way it is before us, is perfect. The peace in the world is the wholeness we have to attain. Again, there is no need for us to correct anything in reality except for the way we perceive it. Since we see the world according to our qualities, we should correct the way we see creation, because creation in itself, the way it is before us, is perfect. The peace in the world is the perfection we have to attain.
Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.